Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rabbi Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We're learning Meseches Bava Basra, Daf Samach Dalet. I'm going to go back to Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis and first discuss the sugi there, and then we'll start a little bit the sugi here, Daf Samach Dalet. The sugi in Daf Samach Gimel, it starts actually at the end of Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara just brought the Braisa that when a Ben Levi sells a Sadda to Israel and says, Amanasha Maisirishin Shali, he could keep the Maisirishin. And the Gemara asks, Ayatadava Shaloy Balaylam, how can Mishai the Maisirishin? And the Gemara says, because he's Mishai the Gufa Sadda, it's Shuri Shai Lamaka Maisir. He's Mishai the Gufa Sadda, that he should get the Maisirishin. We spoke about this in the previous year. So Rish Lakish says about this, Zaysamer, Samaycha Bayis Lechavei V'omalayam Nasha Dutel Yoyne Shali, Dutel Yoyne Shaloi. From here you see, that someone sells a house, and he says, Al Manas, that the Dutel Yoyne should be mine, the Dutel Yoyne is his. And the Gemara says, L'may Hilchisa, in regard to what halacha is the Dutel Yoyne his. And the Gemara brings a machlekes of Zvid and Rav Papa, if Zvid says, Shimratz L'haitzi B'zizim Maitzi, that he could put out zizin poles from the Dutel Yaina, and our Papa says, Shimrots Livnus Ali al Gaba Baina, that he could build an Ali on top of it. And we'll see what it means, on top of what. So the Gemara says, Bishleimler of Zvid, Heinrich Tani Zaysimeris. According to Zvid, it's understandable where Irish Lakish said Zaysimeris. He learned his halacha from the din by Meiser, that when you say Al Menashe Maiserishin Shali, the Maiserishin Shalai, and there he saw directly the halacha when you say Al Menashe Dutel Yaina Shali, the Dutel Yaina Shalai. El Rav Papa, but according to Rav Papa, that it's in regard to building an Ali Al Gaba, Mai Zaysimeris. What did he mean by Zaysimeris? Where did he see the halacha from there? And the Gemara says Kasha. At Kan the Lashon HaGemara. So Begitza, the Gemara says that Rish Lakish learned the halacha that if someone says Al Menashe Dutel Yaina Shali, it's his. And the Gemara says, L'may Hilchasir, Rav Zvid says, in order to put out Zizin, L'haitzi Zizin, and her Papa said, Livnais Ali Al-Gaba. And the Gemara says that Rav Zvid's halacha of L'haitzi Zizin fits into the Zaysimeris, fits into where Rish Lakish derived this halacha from the Brais of Anasha Maisirishin Shali. Rav Papa, the Gemara had a problem, it doesn't seem to be derived, and the Gemara says, Kasha. Now, what exactly is the Dutel Yaina? What exactly does Rav Zvid mean that it could be Maitzi Zizin? What exactly does Rav Papa mean that he could build an Ali Al Gaba? And why did the Gemara think that Rav Zvid's pshat fits better into Rish Lakish's words Zaysimeris, that he derived this halacha from Maisirishin Shali, but according to Rav Papa, the Zaysimeris doesn't fit so well? There are two very divergent mahalchim in the Rishayim on these shaylas. You have the Rishbam's mahalch, and Rabbeinu Tam's Malach, Rabbeinu Tam's Malach is brought in Taisin, Daf Samach Dalet, Amud Aleph, and in the Rishayim here. And we'll go into each one. The Rishbam's Malach is that Yutel Yena means a gag sheyeshle maika asara tvachim. Like the Mishnah said, a roof which has a fence 10 tvachim high, that's what a Yutel Yena is. Other Rishayim say similar, it's an aliyah. Al Kapanim Yud is a place, a living place or a usage place which is on top of the house, a roof that has a mikah saret fachem ukadayma. And the Gemara's kashla mehilchasa is that even if he would not have said al manasha dutri al yayna shali harayu shalai, normally it's not sold within the house. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, hamaychas avayis lemachas etziya veloyas agag shugvayya saret fachem. I mean, mizman sheish lemaika gvayya saret fachem. So he doesn't have to exclude it from the Mechira. It's anyway excluded from the Mechira without him saying anything. The Teretz says, Rish Lakish understood from here that when you specifically exclude the Diyuta, when you specifically exclude the Gag, which has a Maika Asarat Vachim, so then you mean to exclude more. You mean to give yourself more of a Schus than you otherwise would have had. So that's the Gemara's Kasha L'may Hilchasa. So Rav Zvid says that you could be Maitzi Zizin from it, which means, according to the Rishbam, that we're talking about that you sold the Chatzar as well. You sold the Bayis together with the Chatzar. So all the Aver HaChatzar belongs to the Lekeach. But since you said Al Menashe Adyuta Al Yayin Shali, since you said that you're keeping the Gag on top, and you would keep it anyway, But the chiddush is that you get more. What you get more is that you're able to be mitzi zizin into the aver of his chatzer. In other words, you're being mishayer, the aver of the chatzer, that you still belong to l'gabe the itzah zizin. That's Rav Zvid's pshat. Rav Papa says no. Rav Papa says you can't get a new makam. You can't get a makam in the chatzer, which you never specified. The fact that you said Al Nasha Duta Al Yaina Shali is only regard to the actual Duta. So what does it mean though? That actual Duta is yours anyway. So the Gemara later explains that the Duta is yours as long as it's around. As long as the Maika Gvaya Sarat Fachim is still there, it belongs to you. But what if it falls down? Then you have no rights to it anymore, because it's only this particular Duta that's sold. Any other Duta is not sold. And he brings a raya that from the Gemara at the end of Bava Metzia. The Gemara says if someone rents an aliyah and the house falls down, that's it. If he said aliyah zu, he rented this aliyah, he doesn't have a right to build another aliyah to rent the next aliyah. But since you made a yitur losh and you said al nashid yutur shayna shali, that means that you want the yutur, that you have a right to build the yutur even after it gets knocked down. So again, the Rishbam holds that Yuta means a gag which has a makik vayasar tvachim. Hatzah zizin means that you won't get the aver of the chatzir. Some Rishayim are bothered. It never says you sold the chatzir. It says you sold the house. Mechatesa, we're dealing with the chatzir. You have to be malchik according to Rishbam. Normally, when you sell a house, you also sell a chatzir. And you get also not only the Yuta al-Yayna, but the aver of the chatzir adjacent to Yuta al-Yayna. You could be made zizin onto that aver. Our Papa says you can't. But you get the Duta al Yaina ba'ifin, that when it falls, you could rebuild it, and otherwise you can't rebuild it, because you only have this Duta, not another Duta. And the Gemara says like this, that according to Rav Zvid, we understand that you're being Meshayer, a place in the Chatzar, the Rishbam says, similar to Meshayer, a place in the Sadeh. But according to Rav Papa, that you're not being Meshayer, a place in the Chatzah, you're just giving yourself an additional schus in the Duta, that when it falls, you should still have the schus. So that has nothing to do with the Brice of Anasha Maisurish and Shalai. Of course, all you see is that when you give a Yitur Lashon, when you exclude something which you didn't have to exclude, you mean to exclude more. That we don't need this Brice for. That we have the Mishnah, says the Rishbam. The Mishnah, Daf Samach Dalet, says that Rabbi Akiva holds, when you sell the house, you don't sell the bar and the dus, but you have to buy a derech. The meicha sells the house, he could keep the bar and the dus, but he has to buy for himself the derech to the bar and the dus, because he only excluded the bar and the dus, he didn't exclude a derech to get to the bar and the dus. But the Mishnah says that when he says chutz me'ela, when he specifically excluded the bar and the dus, which he didn't have to, Rabbi Akiva is minded that includes the derech. Since he said an extra lashon, so he means to exclude more. So now we know from the Mishnah already, he says. So according to Rav Papa, you don't see anything extra from the Braisa. So the Shainim has several kashas on the Rishbam. We'll go into a few of them. One kasha that very bothered with is the Fila Rishbam comes out that if you buy a duta, or if you sell a house and mishari yourself for the duta, it's only that duta. You don't have of schus when that falls down to build another one. And they said that the Rishayim are vehement, and that's not the halacha. When you buy an aliyah, or when you sell the house and mishai yourself an aliyah, so it's your aliyah. Not only that, the Gemara is mavur in the end of the 10th parak of Bava Metzia, that when two people own, one owns the bayis and one owns the aliyah, and the entire thing falls down, the Baal aliyah could tell the Baal bayis, you have to build up the house, kedei that I should still build the aliyah. I still own the aliyah, even though you don't have anything. Not the bayis, not the aliyah. I own this karka. I own the real estate benegayah that I have an aliyah here. So there's a whole discussion. If the Baal bayis doesn't want to build, could the Baal aliyah build the house and live in the house until he gets paid for the house, and then he could build himself an aliyah? But you see that he has a din aliyah. It's his aliyah. In the actual karka, in the real estate here, he owns the aliyah. He doesn't only own this particular aliyah. He owns his karka to have an aliyah. So the Rishbam himself brings this Gemara, he asks the kash, and he says, there is when you had two yarshim that were chaylik, and one took the bayis and one took the aliyah, and they specifically were master that aliyah means he has a schus for the aliyah, or minastam, when two shut from a chaylik, that's what the deal is. Mashenkin, when you sell an aliyah, when you sell a house and leave for yourself the aliyah, they only mean that aliyah. But that's a bit chiddush. Rishayim don't hold that way. Taisus wants to help out the Rishbam. Lefi the Rishbam's pshat that the diyuta means the gag sheyesh memakeh gvoya asara tefachim became a challah between an aliyah and a gag sheyesh memakeh gvoya asara tefachim. An aliyah is chashiv, so mele that becomes a kinyan in the actual karak, in the actual real estate that you own the aliyah here. Vashegin, the gag sheyesh gvoya asara tefachim, you only own this gag, not any other gag. It's not as chashiv. But that's one duch read in the Rishayim, a shayla lach lemaisa, when someone buys an aliyah or someone sells a house, he's Mashiach for himself in Aliyah, does that mean, is that a din in the karka that he's the Baal HaAliyah? And no matter what, he has the Aliyah of this karka? Or does it mean specifically this particular Aliyah, period? This attic, if it falls down, he doesn't get another attic. The Rishbam holds, it's like by renting. You don't get another attic. The Rishonim say, no, renting is different. When you rent an Aliyah, so that means this Aliyah, you don't get another Aliyah. But when you buy it, that's, you're buying the karka to have the aliyah here. When Taiz is masking my aliyah, he just says a gag sheish l'makeh gvayah saratvachim is not as chashiv, then you could say like the Rishbam. But we'll see, l'fi Rabbeinu Tam's pshat in the Gemara has nothing to do with this. We don't have to say this pshat in the like the Rishbam says. But that's one discussion. That when someone buys an aliyah, does he own just this particular aliyah? When it falls down, he doesn't have a schus to build another one? Or no, he owns the karka to have an aliyah here. Now, another shaila that Rishayim asks is they don't understand why Rav Zvid fits better than Rav Papa in regard to learning it out from the Meiser. The Ramban and other Rishayim say, what's the chilek? What's the chilek if what is being Meshayer is a makam in the chatzar, like Rav Zvid said, or is being Meshayer is chus in the aliyah, like Rav Papa said. Either way, it's not really similar to by Meiser. By Meiser, the Yisayda Dover is, he's saying, Al Menashe, Meiser Rishon Shali, and he's being Meshayer the Sada Benigay of the Meiser. And here, according to Rav Zvid, you're not being Meshayer the house Benigay, the Diyuta Benigay, anything. You're being Meshayer another makam in the chatzar. So if you're going to be bothered by Rav Papa, that all I see from the Braise is that when I say an extra word, I mean to be Meshayer more than what I otherwise would have. And the Kash is, you know that from the Mishnah already. And Rav Zvid is also that way. What am I learning from the Braise to teach me Rav Zvid's din more than Rav Papa's din? There's a chayah, three separate things. The Braise says, if someone says, Al Manasseh, that I keep the Meister Rishon, since he said the word Al Menashe, Maiserishin Shali, we touch up his words, and not only the actual Maiserishin is his, but he's Meshayer Shaya Makam Besada, he's Meshayer the Sada Benegay of the Maiserishin. That's the Braisa. Rav Zvid's case is he say Al Menashe Diyuta Elyayna Shali, and he already has a Diyuta Elyayna. The Torah says he means more than Diyuta Elyayna, he means he could put out Zizan into the Chatzir. Rav Papa is saying, he said Al Menashe Diyuta Elyayna Shali, so it means he has a schus to the Diyut Elyayna even when it falls down, which otherwise you wouldn't have that schus. Why is the Braisa more saying Rav Zvid than Rav Papa? Let's factor on that. Chayer Gvaldig Akasha. So the Rosh and Kfar Kodmer Rabbeinu Yayna, Rosh brings Rabbeinu Yayna, they say the Teretz from the Ramban, it's totally in a Gishmaka Machalikis Rishaynim. The Rosh and Rabbeinu Yayna also says the Gvaldig Yisayd. They say you can't be Meshayer space. Just like you can't sell somebody space. They hold you can't sell somebody space. Space is a dove v'sheim by mamish. You can't sell somebody stam space in the air. And not only that, you can't be Meshayer for yourself space in the air either. The only way you can be Meshayer space is if you Meshayer the guf hadover, the guf of the bias for its space. If you sell, I'm selling you the ear space of the house, it doesn't work. It's not kaina. There's no such thing. Ear space is not a dove sheish by mamish. It can't be kaina it. And it can't be mishayir it either. Right, that doesn't work. The only way you can do it is if mishayir the house, legabi its ear space. The one who owns the house, memela, owns the ear space. And you mishayir schus in the house like a decolate peres of legabi the ear space. And they say over the Braisa, we said in the previous share, but the learning of Pshat in the Braisa like this. It's a brayso that the seftis is brought in the Yushalmi Cheskes about the Moso. It says, you sell someone the uber of a shifchi, that's not a kinyan. Vlad behemta l'chavei l'asav l'klum. Hamaycha marshes adei l'chavei l'asav l'klum. Hamaycha avir chuvasa l'chavei l'asav l'klum. Just like you can't sell a dove shloi b'olam. You can't sell uber of a shifcha, vlad of a behema, meiser of a sada. You can't sell it. You also can't sell an avir of a churba. It's a dove shem b'mamish. Then the Braisa fears us, Ela Meichelai Behema u Meshayer Ubra. Meichelai Shifcha u Meshayer Ubra. Meichelai Sada, Meshayer Masuseh. Meichelai Churba u Meshayer Avira. So why is it? Why is it that you can't sell the Vlad of the Behema, the Ubra of the Shifcha, the Meisha of the field, the Avra of the Churba, but you could be Meshayer? The Meiser, you could be Meshayah the Uber, you could be Meshayah the Vlad, you could be Meshayah the Avir. Zok the Rosh, China's like what Gemara says. When you Meshayah, and it's like the Gemara says the ninth Perek and Perek Mishameis, Man the Meshayah be'ein Yofa Meshayah. When you sell someone Paris of a field, or Vladis of a Behema, you want to sell the actual Paris, the actual Vlad. That's a Dovah Shabbalim, it's not Chal. When you Meshayah for yourself the Vlad of the Behema, the Uber of the Shifcha, the Meiser of the field, you mean to be Meshayah the field, Le'ubra, Le'meiser, the Behema, Le'vladis, the Shifcha, Le'uber. So it's like the equilibrium of networks. Mamash what Agamar says. Menashe Meisri Shli, Shurei Shayah Mokim Mesada. That's the Pshat in the Braisa. So Mela, according to Rav Zvid, that the site of the Shia here is, when I said I'm Nashad Yutu Aliyayna Shali, I mean for Itzah Azizin. I can't stam be Meshayer and Mokim in the Chatzah for Itzah Azizin. It won't work. It's a Dav Hashem B'mamish. I can't be Maknin. I can't be Meshayer. It doesn't work. The only way it could work is if we say that he doesn't only mean to be Meshayer the Mokim, the Aver of the Chatzah, that he's going to put the Zizin out. He has to be Meshayer a din in the Diyuta, in the Chatzah, that the Chatzah should be his B'negei of that Aver. So that's the Braisa. That's the Zaysimeris. Then I want to, just like when I want to be Meshayah for myself, Meiser, I have to be Meshayah and Mokim in the field, Benegay of the Meiser. So too, when I want to be Meshayah myself, the place in the Chatzah to Itzah season, I have to be Meshayah in the Gufa Chatzah, Benegay of the Aver. That's exactly the Braisa. Meshayah and Rav Papa, what am I being Meshayah? Being Meshayah is Chus in the actual Duta. So I'm giving myself more of the Kenyan in the Duta. So that's just stam, like the Rishbam says, stam, because I'm giving an extra lashon, I'm giving myself more of a kinyan yuta. That we don't need the braisa for that. The Mishnah already says that when you make an extra lashon and you exclude something which is already excluded, you mean to exclude more. But it's not the actual din of the braisa. When I'm being Meshayer for Itzah Azizin, time at the rush, it is the din of the braisa, because I can't be Meshayer space. I have to be Meshayer the Chatzar for the Itzah Azizin. So that's the chiddush of the braisa, that I'm allowed to go, even though what I'm being Meshayer is a davish leibel olam, but we say that he means to Meshayer a dekel peresav, a sad defun a davish leibel olam. So that's exactly what Rish Lakish is saying. So who would do when I say I'm nashed yutel yainishali, which means that I'm being Meshayer space in the chatzir, and I can't be Meshayer space in the chatzir, because just like I can't be Makna space in the chatzir. Elam, I have to Meshayer Chatzar for that space. And he didn't say that. So now I see from the Braisa, I could put that all into his words. But according to our Papa, I'm stamping Meshayer myself with extra schus. I don't see anything more in the Braisa. That's in the Rosh Rabbeinu Yelenek Valdeg Pshat. Rosh Rabbeinu Yaina. Now, like we said, it's totally a Machalikas Yishayinim. Not everyone agrees to the Rosh Rabbeinu Yaina that he cannot be Meshayer the Arav of the Chatzar. There's a Tshuvas HaRajba, it's Chelek Beisim and Shin Pei Dalad. It's brought in the Beis Yosef and Chesh Mishpat Simen Reish Yadalad. And there are more passages that way Elochel L'maisa and Chesh Mishpat Simen Reish Yadalad Sif Hei. That the Tshuvas HaRajba holds you could be Meshayah the Aver alone. He says the Chiddush, he says if you sell a house and you don't see Umka Veruma, that's our Gemara, that when you sell a house you don't see Umka Veruma. So the Meicha gets to keep the Umka Veruma. Only the actual house is sold. The Aver on top of the house belongs to the Meicha. Zog the Rashba, but there's no way this Meicha could sell it to anyone. Because that's the brisa that we said. He also quotes that same brisa. You can't sell avir. No, he was clearing, maybe not. Maybe since he was Mishayer the avir for himself. What's the pshat? He was Mishayer the avir for himself. It must be he was Mishayer the house for the avir. That's on top of the house. So now he could sell the avir al yaday selling his din, the house for the avir. Just like you Mishayer for yourself, dekele peyreisav. So now you could sell to someone else the dekel, the peresiv that you have for yourself. But he says, no. He says, when you mishayah the avir, you only mishayah the avir itself. You don't have to mishayah the house for the avir. It's different than the other three things in the brisa. He says, even though it's a shtikl deichik in the brisa, but that's what you have to learn. Right? The brisa says, you cannot sell the maishas of a field, you cannot sell the vlad of the behemah, you cannot sell the uber of the shifcha. That's a davish label elam. But you could be Mishaya for yourself, the Meister of the field. You could be Mishaya yourself, the Vlad of a Shifka. You could be Mishaya for yourself, the Vlad of the Behema. And that the Rashi is masking to the Rosh's Pshat, that the Pshat and the Bryce is like Agamara says, because when you're Mishaya for yourself, call God Ben Avshay Ben Yafim Mishaya, like the Gemara says in the ninth parak, you're being Mishaya for yourself. When you're Mishaya the Paris, you're Mishaya the Dekal, the Perisiv. You're being Mishaya the Shifka, the Ubra. You're being Mishayah the Behema Levlada. You're making a shear in the goof of the field or the Shifcha the Behema in order to get the shear. Fine. But the Churv, he says, is not that way. The Churv is not a Davish Loi Balaam. It's a Davish Shem B'mamish. You cannot be Makne a Davish Shem B'mamish. But you could be Mishayah the Davish Shem B'mamish even though you're not being Mishayah an Agav the Bahis. He says, not exactly the same. Each part of the Bahis is learned a little differently. So, Kumtai Samachlaikis Rishainim. The Rosh and the Beinu Yaina hold that Avira the Churva also, you cannot be Mashiach for yourself, you could only be Mashiach the Churva le Avira. But the Chuvah Sirajma, that's what's brought in there, holds you could be Mashiach the Avira alone for yourself. Even though it's a Davashem be Mamish, you just can't be Makna Davashem Mamish, you could be Mashiach for yourself a Davashem be Mamish. So if you learn that way, you lose the Rosh Rabbeinu's Teretz and the Rishbam. That's where the Yishayinim Blayim Shvei L'chayra. That according to Rav Zvid also, it's not directly connected to the Braisa. All you being Mashiach is Avir in the Chatzar. And that has nothing to do with the Braisa. With the Braisa tells you that Chiddush, that you're not just being Mashiach the Peiris, you're being Mashiach the Makam of the Sesod, the Lipeiris Meiser. But here you don't have to come on to that. So that's Mustama why the Yishayinim asks his Kasha. As a Geshmaka Machlaikis and Shasanta Machlaikis, Lagabi the din of Davish ain't be mamish, Lagabi this din of Avir Churvati, you can't be Makna, if that's only Akno, or Shir also, you can't be Mashayrit, Vaiti, you can have to be Mashayrit Agav the Chatzir. Just want to say over a Geshmaka Shtickle from the Bir Agra, which I never would have understood, nor Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, Perich of Gimel Lachadalad, he's Magi a little bit, the Gra, and he explains it beautifully. The Biagraz and Chayshemish with Simon Reish Tess, Siv Zion. And it's going on the Machlaikis. We spoke about this a little bit in the previous year. We'll speak it out again. The Rishbam says the Chiddush that according to Rav Zvid, you say Al Menashe Dutel Yaina Shali. So the Dutel Yaina Shalai, and it means you Mashiach the Itza Zizin, Zog the Rishbam only for himself, but not for his Yarshim. Just like when we learned that Braisa. Al Menashe, Maiserishin Shali, the Maiserishin is Shalai. But only if he says, it's only for himself. He has to say, Liu Lubanai, for it to go to the Yarshim. So who I did over here when he says, Al Menashe, Dutel Yaina Shali, and that's his, Lagabi Yatzah Zizin, that the Chatz is Mashiach, the Makim, the Chatz to bring out the Zizin, only for himself, not for his Yarshim. That's the Rishbam Shita, because the Rishbam understands that the reason why it doesn't go to the Yarshim is because since you're only learning it out from the Lishni Yisera, he's saying an extra lashon, so mele that means he wants more. So eilach ba'eilach hadushai only for himself, not for his yarshim. But the other isheinim amechalik. When it's a davar she'einim mesuyim, like peiris, so we don't know how many peiris he wants to mashayir. He's not. He doesn't have an actual kinyan in the karka, like we explained in the previous year. It's just a schus in the karka to get certain peiris. We don't know how many peiris. So if he doesn't say Leah Liarshai, we don't assume that he's going to still get the Paris, the Meister of the Paris, indefinitely. He has to say Leah Liarshai. Mashenkin here, by Yitzhah Zizin, the Rishayinim say, Avad is Yarshim would have the Schus, because it's a Schus Mesuyim, it's a specific Kenyan that he has to Yemaitzi Zizin. and that avada would go over Beirusha. That's a machlokes rishonim. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down the days. The Ramah, Simon Reish Tes, Siv Zayin, says, like the Ramban, Yeshayimim, he says, Dafka, when you, it's a Dava Sheinim Asuyim, then it doesn't Mimela go to the Arshim. But like it saw Zizim, which is a Dava Masuyim, and Mimela go to the Arshim, that's a sheet that's Ramban. So the Gayan says, Lefilu Rav Shachas Magia, I hold like the Rishbam, V'loy Mitameh. The Rishbam says the reason why Yerushin don't get it was because since we need this Yitur Lashin, so male it's only Binigay himself, not Binigay the Yerushim. But the Gayan says it's really a different reason why the Yerushim can't get it. Because since it's a Davashem B'mamish, a Davashem B'mamish, just like you can't sell, you also can't be Meirish. And it brings that from the Gemara later in Afkuf Memches. But the Gemara is Mavur, that when you try to Ashchiv Meirah, that gives a Matana of the Aver of his Bayis, it doesn't work. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, what's the difference between that and a Chayiv? And the Gemara says, a Chayiv, you could be Meirish. You can't sell, but you could be Meirish. Mashenk and Aver of a Bayis, you can't be Meirish. He says, a Mefurish Gemara, that a Dov Shein by Mamish, like Aver of a Bayis, you can't be Meirish. He says, V'tamani, Alhani Meirish Sagdel, Mashish Tamitze Gemara Zoom. Ubir Adover, when you're being Meshayer in the Chatzir to the Meitzi season, that means you're being Meshayer the Aver of the Chatzir. Zog the Gayin, when you are Meshayer for yourself the Aver of the Chatzir, that means all you own is the Aver of the Chatzir. Aver of the Chatzir, you can't be Meirish, it's a Gemara Nafkuf Memches, just like you can't be Maknit, you can't be Meirish it. So even if his Kavanah was that the Yerushim should also have the Schus, but there's no way you can be Meirish that Schus, Mimel, they're not going to have that Schus. But Tainid Rav Shach, that's also according to the Tshuvas Rashba. And there are more Taka passing like the Tshuvas Rashba in Simon Reish Yudalit. But Lefin the Rosh in Rebbeinu Yaina, that even when you Meshayer Avi, you can't be Meshayer either. You have to Meshayer the Chatzal Avi, right? So once you have the Chatzal Avi, so that you can be Meirish. The kids, that's the Machlokes Rishonim. When you Meshayer Avi, you have to, it could be Meshayer the Avi alone, or you have to Meshayer the Chatzal Avi, right? Now this is all the Rishbam's pshat in the Gemara, that the Rishbam learns that the Duta Elyena means the Gag Sheyesh V'makik V'yasar Tfachim, Rav Zvid means that you could be Meitzi Zizin into the Chatzir, and you Meshayer Mokim in the Chatzir for Eitzah Zizin. Rav Papa means that the Duta Minastam, even though you Meshayer the Duta Minastam, it's only this Duta, but if the Duta falls, you wouldn't be able to build a new Duta, and Rav Papa is saying you could build a new Duta. And the Gemara says the Rish Lakish fits better with the Rizvid than Rav Papa. The other pshat in the Rishayim and the Sugis of Benetam's pshat, like we said. Benetam holds that the Diut El Yena means the top row of bricks. I'm selling you a house, and the top row of bricks is mine. That's what Rish Lakish says. Now you see from the Brisa, just like you Meshayer Mokim in the field for the Meiser, who didn't can Meshayer the top row of bricks? Fakti Gemara Lamai Hilchasa. What do you mean? Why do you own the top row of bricks? You can't do anything. What do you do with the top row of bricks? What does that mean? So Rav Zvid says you're going to use the top row of bricks for Zizin, meaning that you could put Zizin down on the top row of bricks. You didn't sell him the Chatza. You own the Chatza. You own the adjacent property. You just sold him the house. But since you're Meshaya for yourself the top row of bricks, you could put things down on the top row of bricks. Like, let's say you have a house next to his house, and you want to put poles between the two houses that you weigh down on his house. Since you're Meshayah for yourself the top row of bricks, you could use the top row of bricks for Zizin that will go between the two houses. That's what Rav Zid says. Rav Papa says, no, you can't put down things on his house. Now, what could you do? You could make an aliyah on beams isn't attached to his house, it's not weighing down on his house, right over his house, which anyway you could do, because you have the Ruma, unless you told him he gets the Umka of the Ruma, you have the Ruma, you have the space above the house, so Mel, you can make a house that's on beams, it's not weighing down on his house, right over his house. So Lamai Nafkimina, that you could do it anyway, you could do it because you didn't say Umgav Ruma, that's the Gemara's Kasha Naf Samach Dalet. So the Gemara answers, Dinafu Had the Banila means that you could force him to build the house to be under your house that you made on top of his house. And Frank Yobain Tam, why do you need a house to be under it anyway? You can't weigh down on his house. Now, Zark Yobain Tam, you don't want to be way up in the air, suspended in the air, because in case your floor falls in, you don't want to fall all the way down to the floor. You'd rather just fall on his roof. And also, if the house is there, that'll be like insulating for you. It won't be so cold. But the Yisayda Davar is that you don't have anything in the actual bricks. All you have, the Dut Elyeinah, is that you could build an Aliyah on top, which you anyway could do, but Nafkamina, that if the house falls down, you could force them to rebuild the house so you could have your Aliyah on top. So Mela, that's why the Gemara felt it was better with Rav Zudner Apop and Rav Zvid, you being Mishayer in the actual Dut Elyeinah. You could put down Zizan on the Dut Elyeinah. That's a shear in the Dut Elyeinah. That's the Zaysim Eris. Mashanger of Papa, you're not really using the Dut Elyeinah at all. It's just you're building on top of the Dut Elyeinah, but you're not weighing down on Dut Elyeinah and just being Meshabed, the house, for what you're building. That's not directly negated to the Braisa, whether you're Meshai in the Gufa Dover. That's the other Peshad of Rishayim, that's Rebbeinu Tam. And now let's start the Mishnah on Daf Samach Dalet. The Mishnah says, V'loyes Abor, V'loyes Adoist, Afabisha Kaisav Gavuruma. When someone sells a house, it's going back on a mecher sebais. He doesn't sell the bar or the dice. The Gemara explains that a bar and the dice is really the same thing. It means a pit, a cistern of water, that a bar is bechafira. It's just you dig it in the ground, the dust is bebinyan, which could mean that you put bricks along the walls of the bar that's in the ground, or could be it means it's above ground, it's a shayal nirishayinim. But they're not included in the house. That's a sugya that we had before. That's a sugya in Samach Gimel, Beis, and Samach Dalet. The Gemara explains the reason why it's like this. Because if you didn't write Gavuruma, then he doesn't have anything other than the actual house itself. Whatever's below the house, the karka underneath the house, the dig holes underneath the house, or the airspace above the house, would belong to the meicher. When you say Gavuruma, you mean the space underneath the house, below the house, the space above the house, that belongs to the lekeach. But a bar and a dus, which are actual structures, which are new things, and they're not part of the house, they have their own cheshivas, the mela, even kavrumka doesn't include them, unless you write a more extra lashon, mishipula ara, mitayim ara ad rum rikia. There is a machlekes rishayim b'negei the gag sheish b'maka gavay yutfachim. The Rishbam learns the whole sugya that a gag sheish b'maka gavay yutfachim. If you write kavruma, you do get it because that's the mashmayis in the Mishnah. The first Mishnah says a meiches a bayis loymacher se yitzia v'loyes a chedesh lefnimi mena v'loyes a gag sheish b'maka gavay yutfachim and doesn't say afapi sheish b'kavruma. It sounds like a gag with a meiches gavay yutfachim. That kavruma would help. He also doesn't have the egin of chashivas as much as the bar vidus that even kavruma doesn't put it in. But Rav Yishayim argue on the Rishbam. Rav Yishayim hold that a gag sheyeshu makik v'yitfachim is the same thing. That kavruma does not help for that. So the guy had to learn the Gemara that starts in Samach Gimel Beis, go to Samach Dalet and Aleph. Tashma v'leis a gag v'zman sheyeshu makik v'yasar yitfachim. Yeah, a few pshatim in the Rishayim. There's a different gears in the Rishayim. Some Rishayim are not gears. Some Rishayim are gears. Hachanami mistabra fakhet the Gemara is being Narayan and Akasha. I don't want to go into the whole arichas. I just want to mention there's a machlokes Rishayim by a gag sheyesh lemakik gvaya saratfachim, which is not nimker in the house. What if you write kavruma but you do not write mitay mayra ad rum rikia? Rishbam holds kavruma alone is enough to include the gag sheish lemak v'yisar etfachim. Rav Yishayim argue, they say it has the same din as baradas and mechilas, and it's a shayla lefiza how to learn up the Gemara. Then the Mishnah says, v'tzarech likach leiderech, divrei Rabbi Akiva. When someone sells the house, and he's Mishayah for himself, the bar and the dice, he's not Mishayah for himself the derech to get to the bar and the dice. If he wants to get to the bar and the dice, he would have to buy the derech from the lekeach. The chom maimim ain't it tzarech likach lederech. He does not have to. Since he's Mishayah the bar and the dice, mainly he's Mishayah the derech to get there. Umayder Rabbi Kiva b'zman she'omel chutz me'elu she'ain tzarech likach derech. Rabbi Akiva is made if you say specifically chutz min abarvadais, which you didn't have to say that, it's already excluded, and you said specifically chutz me'elu, so since you say it, you mean to be meisif more, and you mean to be meshayif himself a derech to get to the barvadais. Now, machron la'acher, which means that, let's say, stam, you sell a barvadais, you keep the house yourself, you sell a barvadais to somebody, so there, Rabbi Akiva, I'm ain't tzarech l'kalei derech, since you sold the bar of a dice to that someone, so he does not have to buy a derech is a male included. He does have to buy it. So the Gemara explains, what's the machleikish of Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim? The machleikish is, the maskanas of the Gemara was, we'll go into the Shach B'tai a little bit, later in the Shia, but the maskanas of the Gemara is, do you say meicher bein yafa meicher, or meicher bein roi meicher? Rabbi Akiva holds meicher bein yafa meicher. Therefore, when you sell the house and you meshayer the bar v'dais, you're selling the house bein yafa, so you're not being meshayer yourself more than the bar v'dais, you're just being meshayer yourself the bar v'dais, but not the derech. And the Rabbanan say bein ra meicher. So since you're being meshayer yourself the bar v'dais, you're also being meshayer derech to get there, bein ra meicher. And in the sefer as well, you sell the bar v'dais, Rabbi Akiva says that your meicher is bein yafa meicher, so once you're selling the bar v'dais, you're doing bein yafa, you're selling the derech as well, and the Ramanan say bein ra meicher, you're only selling the bar v'dais and not the derech. And the Rishayim will pass him like Rabbi Akiva, because that's a Shmuel pass, because that's the next Gemara in Daf Samech Hei. Now the Yad Ramat, in the beginning of the Perek, he says that why don't you say meicher bein yafa meicher, and you mean to include the bar v'dais, or you mean to include the Yitzia, or the Chayidah Lefnimi Menu, or the Gag Sheish Lamakik Vayasar Tvachim. Why is Bein Yafa Meicha only including a Derech? Why is it including the Bar V'dais itself? So Zok the Adra Ma'apashit. Meicha Bein Ra Meicha, yeah, Meicha Bein Yafa Meicha is not going to include things that aren't Nichlal in the Etzim Mechira. Nor is Bein Ra Meicha going to exclude things that are Nichlal in the Etzim Mechira Batzim. The Mechira is a Mechira. We have to fatach what the Mechira is. The machlekes of meicher bein ra meicher, meicher bein yafa meicher, you find in two oifanim. Aleph, let's say you sell something like the sefer, you're selling him a bar v'dais. So are you also giving him the rights to get to the bar v'dais? Are you also giving him a schus in the things he needs for the mechira? Meicher bein yafa meicher means when you sell something, you give him all the schusim he needs to use the mechira. Meicher bein ra meicher says, no, I sold him the thing. I don't any schus that he needs to use the thing, he has to buy extra. And who would then forget? When you sell the house and you mishaya for yourself the bar v'dais, so Meicha ben Yafa Meicha says, when I'm mishaya for myself something, even though I need, I had a certain schus and I need it for my practical purposes, but since I didn't mention that I'm being mishaya it, Meicha ben Yafa Meicha means whatever I sold you, including that I'm not meshayif myself a schus in what I sold for something else that I need. And Meicher Ben Rav Meicher says, no, even though I sold you the thing, but whatever schus that I had that I still need, I'm meshayif for myself. So the question is, do I give you the schusim that you need or not? Am I meshayif myself the schusim that I need or not? That's the machlokes. But that it should include things other than what I spoke at in the mechira, there is no machlokes. That's like the Raman, it's Pashit. Now the Ramah asks Tut Stadim, why isn't a bar v'dais included in the Mechira? One side is, it's b'kavana. We assume the das of the person selling the house, even though he says umka v'ruma, he only does not mean he wants to mishay for himself anything which is not directly the shtamshis of the house, which has a kaveh, a chashivas la'atzma, it's not part of the house. That's one side. Another side is, it's not bedafka. We don't know exactly what his das is. But this is not included in the house. It's a bias. It's not included in the mechira. Not pshat, we'll be making umdan of the meicher's das, that he means to mishay the bar v'dais for himself, that we don't know. But it doesn't matter. He never sold the bar v'dais. He sold the house. A bar v'dais, even if it's in a house, is not a chelik in a house. It has a chshivas for itself. As I asked Tut Stadim, I don't know of any nafkamina between the two, but he asked like this, Mishlaim if you nem on like the second side, so we can understand the shayla, if when he sells the house, he's mishaya the bar v'dais, he didn't bedafka mean to mishaya bar v'dais, it happens to be, it wasn't sold. So the shayla is, Maybe only the bar and dais is not sold, but the things he needs for the bar and dais that is sold, that's a shail of meicher ben yofa, meicher ben ra meicher. But if he bedafka wants the bar and dais, that's why it's mufka from the mechira, that's why it's excluded from the mechira, because he wants it excluded. So in fact, the adrama, how could you say he wants the bar and dais excluded, but he doesn't want to exclude the derech? How is he going to use it? How is it possible for him to use the bar and dais without a derech? If he taka wants to exclude the bar and dais from the mechira, so wouldn't that automatically mean that he wants to use it? How can you say that that tzarech likul derech, he has to buy a derech? What possible gain does he have from a bar v'dais if he doesn't have a derech to go use them? So zog the adramah two terutzim. One terutz is he wants to have property left in the house that he should still be considered the bar metzra. There's a din of bar metzra that you have to, when you want to sell something, you have to, the one who's at the border of the thing has precedence, and you have to sell it to the one who's at the border. If he has a bar v'dais here, so in case in the future you want to sell the house, so he'll have a claim of bar metzra that you have to sell it back to him. So that's why he wants the bar v'dais. He can't use the bar v'dais. He won't use the bar v'dais. But the bar v'dais is negaya to him. Right now he's selling you his house. Good. He needs money, so he's selling you his house. But maybe he'll get money back. Okay, you won't be obligated to him to resell the house, but maybe you'll want to resell the house. But then, you won't have to sell dafka to him. But if he has a bar v'dais there, so he's a bar metzra, so now you're going to have to sell it to him. So that's what's negayah for him to have a bar v'dais, even without the derech. That's like the adramah teretz. He'll be a bar metzra. Frek the adramah, but what if he's already a bar metzra? What if he already owns the house next door? So he doesn't need the bar v'dais to be a bar metzra. He's already a bar metzra. So then what is he gain with a bar v'dais without a derech? So after the adramah, another teretz, that he wants to leave for himself, because even though he won't be able to use it, but he'll be able to sell it to you, you're also not allowed to use it. He's not going to be able to use it because he doesn't have a derech, but you're also not going to be able to use it because it's not yours. So kumdais is a stalemate. So very yitachin, you'll say, all right, I'll pay you extra for the bar v'dais. I want to use it. So he's not saving it in order to use it. He's saving it in order to make a little bit more money on the deal that you'll buy from him. And then again, if you don't want to buy it from him, you don't need it, so then probably you'll be asking him to sell him a derech, then he should be able to get to it. But al kapanim, you're saving bar v'dais, even though you can't use it either, because it gives you the quality of your bar metzah. And if you're ready bar metzah, zok the adramah, the pshat is the reason why you're leaving it is because you want to make some extra money selling him the bar v'dais separately. But these are all good terutzim on the case where he sells the house and he leaves the bar v'dais. So the question is, what's he leaving it for? If he's not using it anyway, what's the point of leaving it for? So first of all, the question could be he's not a kasha, because could be he doesn't have any kavana to leave it. Could be it happens not to be nichel in the house without any kavana. But in Tim Sulaiman, the pshat is he has kavana to leave it. You could say it's by metzah, or you could say because he wants to sell it extra, he wants to sell and make some more money on it. But the case of the seif is a little bit more shver. According to the Rabbanan, when someone buys a bar of a dice, he still has to buy a derech. So, frek the adramah, what's pshat in that? How can it be he's buying a bar of a dice and he's not able to use it because he doesn't have a derech? So what's he buying it for? So the only teretz he has is bar metzah. You can't say he's buying it in order to resell it. That's ridiculous. You don't buy something and then sell it back. When you sell the house and leave the bar of a dice, you want to leave the bar of a dice because you want to sell that extra to the guy that bought the house. When you just buy a bar of a dice, you're not buying a bar of a dice to sell it. So why are you buying a bar of a dice that you can't use? Wouldn't that memela be that you're getting a derech? So one derech he says is by metzah, but the problem is what if he's already by metzah? So he says that maybe you plan on selling the house that's at his border, and you want to remain a bar metzah even if you sell the house that's at his border, even if you don't see that he sold it, but maybe he's planning on selling it. So again, he's buying the bar of a dice to be a bar metzah. Shtickel Shverkeit, that's what the Adramah says. I was thinking it could be the pshat is that he understands that the guy will be maskim to sell him the derech. That's why it says Lashon Tzarech Likach LeDerech. That's why it's not pshat he's not planning on using because he doesn't have a derech. Shaz if he has to pay extra for the derech. Basically, but that's what the Adramah says. There is a very interesting Rashash on the Mishnah that the Rashash says he's also bothered by the same kasha. How could you have a bar v'dais without a derech? You can't use it. How's it chayach such a thing? So the Rashash says that he thinks like this. He thinks that derech means a derech of four amos. It's more later in the perek. Derech means a derech of four amos in the fifth perek. That you don't have. That's the shiloh. You have the derech of four amos. But a shvil, a small pathway enough to put the foot down, that avad you have. It's not shaykh with that. How are you going to use it without it? That's the whole question. Do you have a shvil, a small pathway, or do you have a derech of four amos? He says, even though the Gemara says a lashon, Eidanim Reitzah Sheitlam Ha'isa V'Yifrach Ba'Avir, he doesn't want you to take money and have to fly in the air. He says it's a guzma. It doesn't mean flying in the air. It means going in a very small pathway. It's called flying in the air. He says, the Mishnah says in Avos, Amdim Tzfufim M'shtachim Revachim. Tzfufim, the Rishayim Taish Miloshin Saf, they're floating. It's like they're floating in the air. It's so crowded. They're like floating in the air. So you see, the Gemara uses such a guzma. When it's very crowded, it's like you're floating in the air. So Yifrach Bav is lav dafka, it's a guzma. That's what Rishash says. You see, from the Adramah, clearly not the way. The Adramah is clearly saying he has no way to use it. That's why Muchizach, why is he doing it for? The steam is Sepaiskim Zusa not the way. If the Pshat is he does have a derech, he has a shvili, he has a small pathway, someone should say it. Dav shtein in Shulchan Aruch, dav shtein in the Paiskim. And Shash is very shver. Pashas, he has no derech at all, and that's mufurish in the Adramah. Now, in the gender of what's the pshat that they have a derech, the mashal, according to the Rabbanim, when you sell the house and leave for yourself the bar and dais, you leave for yourself a derech. Or according to Rabbi Kiva, when you buy a bar of a dais, you have a derech. You see a chiddush later in the Rishbam and the Fayin Aleph and Mabez, the Maskal Nafgamina, the Rimagash also says the same chiddush there. That it's only kol zman that the bar and the dust are around. If the bar and the dust would get ruined by even that they're beyond repair, so there is no bar and the dice anymore, so he doesn't have a derech either. The derech is mitli tali in the bar and the dice. Habarach Ber, in Birchas Shmuel, Simon and Dala Dice Beis, he explains because there's no kinyan in the karka b'chlal. That's the lashon of the Migash there. You don't own anything. It's not pshat you own an actual karka. It's a schus in the karka. You have a schus to walk through the karka to get to your bar of dice. It's not a king. You don't own the karka. The karka is owned by the balabais. You own a schus. You have a schus in the karka to get to the bar of dice. That's kol's man, the bar of dice around. When the bar of dice is gone, the schus is only to get to the bar of dice. If there is no bar of dice, there is no schus. There is a shmuz in Rishayim Stam. If the bar and dice get ruined, does Lekach, the one who owns the bar and the dice, does he have a right to fix it up again? The Ramban says, Eifinart, he does. It still is bar of the dice. Even though it's ruined, he can fix it up again. There's a Rimagash, it holds not that way. The Ramban brings it. Lechair, it's the Rimagash and Afayin Aleph. And Lechair, the arguing in Svara. The Pshat is the bar of the dice. Does that mean Dafka, this bar of the dice? Or you have a dinner that if you fix it, it's considered like the same bar of the dice. Similar to the machlekes we talked about, if you own an aliyah, if you have a right to build it again if it falls down. Now, for shteitzich, like the Ramban says, if you have a right to fix it, so then you get the derech back, because that's called you have the bar of the dice. It's called the same bar of the dice. If you have no right to fix it, then you lose the derech. That's nothing to do with this chiddush that was saying that the derech is only there when the bar of the dice is there. The Rishbam's lashon and Dafayin Aleph is when the bar of the dice is ef shel asakna. It sounds like he holds like the Ramban that's, and that if it's ef shel asakna, then you masakin it, and it still belongs to the baal bar of the dice. But everyone's maskim to this vart that the derech is not a kinyan in the karka that you're going to have even when there's no bar of the dice there. If the bar of the dice is destroyed beyond repair, it's not going to be repaired. So then avad, you don't have a derech anymore. Now, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan is in the Tshuva saying Yitzchak Chelik Bey Simen Samaches. It's also in Achal Yitzchak Chelik Aleph Simen Samach Aleph Eis Dalad. He has a shayla. Claire's a shayla. When you say that he has a derech, Allah is the game when you buy a bar of a dice, you hold like Rabbi Kiva that he gets a derech. Is it the pshat that you have the direct route? You have the direct route to get to the bar of a dice. Let's say the one who owns the house says, I don't want you to walk directly to the bar of a dice, that would share my privacy. I want you to walk a roundabout route. I want Badafki to walk a roundabout route. You'll get to the bar of a dice, but you have to make a roundabout route. You have to walk in through the back door. Does he have a right to say it? Or does he say, no, I get the direct route? So Rav Yitzchak Elchanan brings a raya The Gemara's first tzad to learn the machlekes of Akiva and Rabbanan was not alts meicher ben yafa meicher, but it's alts the svar of ainin emreitz shehidin shehidu meisav yifrich ba'avir, or the Rabbanan's svar ainin emreitz shehidu meisav yifrich ba'avir. Whether the meicher l'keach, you don't want to take money and fly in the air, or you don't want to give money to fly in the air. So he says, l'fi that svar, avadi could give him a derech akalsein. Avadi could give him a roundabout route also. As long as it's not yifrich ba'avir, you don't see once more. So l'fi the havimina, l'fi the salkadaitich tam, so avadi derech akalsein would be good enough. So meila, even though the maskana, the tam is al tzmeicha ben yafa meicha, so meila, then you could clear the shayla, maybe ben yafa meicha means that you're giving him a direct route. But l'chaya, you don't see it as a machlekes having a maskana with that. It means rise from other places, we shine him a medayik, that since in the havamin of the tam, such halacha would come out. So even the maskana, that would be the halacha. But he claims, it's not so mukhach, he says. Maybe the maskana is taka different. Maybe in the havamin, you could give him a roundabout route. But now that we're saying it's meichem and yafa meichem, you can't give him a roundabout route. Maybe it'll come out an afkamina. So he's patient in the end that you cannot give him a roundabout route. And his raya is, because the Rishbam in the Mishnah says, that it says that when he told him chutz me'elur b'kivas meida, that he does have a derech. Why? Because normally when he's mishayif himself the bar v'day, he's meicha ben yaf, he doesn't have a derech. When he says chutz me'elur, the extra lashon is going to say he has a derech. So Rishbam says, and according to Rabbanan, what happens when he says chutz me'elur? So Rishbam enichanan, according to Rabbanan, he has a derech anyway, and chutz me'elur doesn't give him anything extra. It must be that he just said it, Liapis Kaichai, because maybe someone will make a mistake and think he doesn't have the Barvadai. So he said it, Liapis Kaichai, but there's nothing, he's not getting anything extra when he says Chutzmeilu. So, effective, it's Gilchanan, if you're going to say that normally you get a roundabout way, so why don't you say the Chutzmeilu according to Rabbanan is to give him a straight way? But then it would be Shtikl Shveri says, because it says, Umayde Rabbi Kiva when you say Chutzmeilu, but it'll come out in Afkamino Alacha. Because when a Bekiva says Chutz Me'elu, all he gets is a roundabout way. And the Rabbanan say, Chutz Me'elu, he upgrades it to a straight way. Elamai, there's no such thing as giving him a roundabout way. Elamai, he zikha has a schus according to Rabbanan anyway to have a straight way. And a Bekiva is made of a Chutz Me'elu, he has a straight way. So that's his pshita, so you can't give him a roundabout way. You have to give him the direct route to the Bar V'dais. Because otherwise, why don't you say the Chutz Me'elu according to Rabbanan upgrades him from the roundabout route to the straight route. That's Rabbi Chanan, that's Rabbi Chanan Shtikl. But I have a deek from the guy in that way. Chreisnish, can't argue Rabbi Chanan, but I have a deek from the guy in that way. There's a rivash, it's in Simon Reish Memches. It's brought la'alachim the Ramah in Chayshemish with Simon Reish Dal and Siv Beis. And the rivash says like this, rivash says this din, that when you buy a bar of a dice to get a derech, Rabbi Kiva, is dafka when you don't have another derech. Let's say you anyway have a way to get there. You happen to have a derech to get there. So then when you buy a bar v'dais, you don't get another derech. If you have a way to use the bar v'dais without going through his property, so then when you buy the bar v'dais, it doesn't give you a right to go through his property to get to the bar v'dais, because you have a way anyway. That's what the Yavar says. Put down the Raman, Simon Reish Dalet. So the Gayin says, what's the makar to this? It's like the Gayin have a makar from the Gemara. Because according to the first pshat, that the aside why you get the derech is because Eden emreitz shehidin meisav yifrich ba'avir. If you already could have it, you have access to it, you're not going to have to be yifrich ba'avir. So avada, you don't have that sarav, you don't get the derech. So even though the maskana, it's a different time, salzman meicha meicha ben yafa meicha. But the halacha doesn't change. Since in the havamina, if you happen to have access to it without the derech, you're not going to get the derech. So even the Yafa Meich is not going to give you a derech without the access. They stay in the guy in the Bi'er Agra. So the Chayetz Muk from the Bi'er Agra, like Rabbi Tzachanan's first said, that whatever you see in the Havimina, that it's also the time of Yifrich Ba'avir, that blives the Maskana Bein Yafa Meicher. So who had done this thing, that if about the Bitzchan is masking the Havimina, you could give him a roundabout way, as long as he doesn't have to be Yifrich Ba'avir. So the maskana should also be that way. You see from the Gayin that you see, you do say this thing that whatever is in the Havamin obliges the maskana. You see, Lagabi the Ravash is then if he has access to it without your derech. So who would then, if you give him access without giving him a direct route, you give him a roundabout route, the Charevaiti has not to be a Fechmavis. So Vaiti, you should bring your ayah from the Havamin to the maskana. And the ayah from the Shbam, the Chare Yesh Lidchais, that maybe the Rashbam held that it's such, like we're saying, he doesn't actually have a kinyan. He has a schus to get to his bar. If he could get to his bar, derech ha-kalsin, that is that schus. You can't say the chutz me'elu says that now he could get there directly. But the Rashbam holds there's no inyan of getting there directly. It can't be. Even you won't use the yitulash to say he gets there directly, because once he gets there, he gets there. There's no pshat that he has a schus to get there directly. So Mamela, as long as he gives him access to it, he doesn't have to fly in the air. That's the bein yafa meicher. That's what I would say. Lulei divrei Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.